Unity. Delta Co-op's annual general meeting reviewed the year 2022, presenting positive news to members that there was a significant sales increase of 20%. A large portion of the sales increase is inflation from the price of fuel, and the addition of two locations. Delta Co-op now serves more than 7,000 members. Delta Co-op is not just a store, nor is it a big corporation that reports to a head office in another city, Interim General Manager Christine Moon said. We are a local, responsible to the members who are the investors. Moon says that 2022 was a busy and exciting year as Delta Co-op opened two locations in Macklin that included a C-store and a Dairy Queen. Delta Co-op is the first co-op in Western Canada to operate a Dairy Queen franchise. The General Manager's report in the annual meeting booklet states the past few years have been spent updating Delta Co-op locations and looking at growth opportunities. While this provided Delta Co-op with beautiful facilities, it has also depleted cash reserves. There were 40 new employees hired in 2022 that contribute to the makeup of 200 employees serving Delta Co-op communities. 2022 marks 60 years since Delta Co-op came to be after amalgamating locations of Evesham, Senlac, Unity and Macklin. Lucelin joined Delta Co-op in 1981 and Wilkie in 2012. Delta Co-op Board President Ron Veller's report outlined several things that took place in the last year for the business. On a positive note, an allocation of $1.1 million was given to members, with 50% paid in cash. Veller thanked Andrew Parrott, Delta Co-op General Manager, who is leaving after 4.5 years of service. Delta Co-op is currently recruiting with interviews being held at the end of March and it is hoped a replacement will be found sometime in April. All specific financial details were outlined in the AGM booklet, which members can pick up a copy of from the admin office, or view online at the Delta Co-op website. Delta Co-op actively participates in efforts that give back to the communities they do business, as well as where their employees live and work. Highlights from 2022 included the business donating $77,466 to 110 initiatives. In addition to financial donations and sponsorship, Delta Co-op employees volunteered more than 975 hours, which equals just over 40 days, in 2022. Delta Co-op is governed by a board of directors, voted on by members. Board members include Nola Sporrell, Lloyd Fell, Kevin Birmingham, Adam Franco, Teresa Poschenreiter and Tina Drummond. Celeste Bridgman let her name stand and is the board member at large, meaning she represents the whole association rather than a specific district. Gurtaj Singh is the newest Delta Co-op board member. Veller thanked Nareen Wangaler for her years of service on the board.